A pleasure to introduce the Ravens 2026 first round draft pick, Venga Yowane. Venga, congratulations on joining the Ravens. We have a big group of local media who cover our team here, eager to ask you some questions. And as a reminder to all the media, please have your microphone muted. And if you have a question, use the raise hand function and we will call on you accordingly. So, to kick things off here, we'll begin with Jameson Hensley, please.
Oh, there. Vega, congratulations. It seemed like everybody had you coming to the Ravens in the mock draft. Did you have that feeling?
Oh, for me, it was more of a, that type of thing didn't really matter to me. It was all hopes of, this and that, but, never know how the draft works, but I'm happy that's how it went.
We'll go to Gianna Han.
Hi, congratulations and welcome to Baltimore. I know at the combine you were talking about how you had to sneak out to play football. Your parents didn't really want you playing, but looking back at that, what is it like today with them, the emotions of getting picks?
It's definitely a real good feeling, everything coming around full circle. God has a plan for everything, and that's how my story went. That's how it began, and this is where it's at now for sure. Everything happens for a reason. I'm glad that's how it went for sure.
Ryan Ming from BaltimoreRavens.com.
Congrats, Venga. Curious, what was the pre-draft process and your interactions with the Ravens like? Did you have a good feeling that they were very interested in you?
Yeah, I had a good feeling. Went out there for a 30 visit about 2 weeks ago before I came home. A lot of good people, a lot of good, staff members in there. It was more of a family environment than a work environment. That's exactly what I look for. And, I had a good feeling because everybody was saying so.
Alex Glaze, WJZ.
I think congratulations and welcome to Baltimore. I'm just curious, you're known for the past 2 years not giving up a sack. How excited are you to come to Baltimore and be on an offensive line blocking for Lamar Jackson, a two-time MVP and someone who has had a lot of success in the league?
I'm real excited, man. Biggest thing for me is coming in and, proving myself and, earning my role. I come in there's a lot of great players in the O-line room, a lot of great players on the team itself. So for me, being surrounded by great players like that is just going to make me better, and that's all I can ask for.
Brian Wacker, the Baltimore Sun.
Hey, Vega, congrats. Thanks for doing this. Similarly, how much have you thought about, being blocking for this team as somebody who's kind of been long rumored here? And secondly, what particular one or two skills do you think you bring that'll really stand out for your role here?
For me, it's hard to not see things for how they are. I've seen a lot of mock drafts, things like that, of me coming there. I've definitely pictured myself blocking for, all those people over there, great players. But, for me, when I get there, I'm bringing, my pass protection. That's something I work on every day. Same thing for the run game. On the pass game, I'm coming in with, the mentality that I'm not trying to get beat. Nobody's going to touch my quarterback, and as simple as that. In the run game, same mindset of being a mauler. I'm trying to open up lanes for a running back, protect the running back in that case, and, just play ball.
Thank you.
Pete Gilbert, WBAL.
Ivanga, congratulations on being here. And I'm just curious, with being from Washington State and then playing college football at Penn State, staying here on the East Coast, is that something you're comfortable with, familiar with? And is there, were you thinking maybe it could be a little closer to home? What do you think?
Absolutely, man. Been out there for 4 years now. Just got done in Penn State. It is no different for me. That's basically my second home, and I'm gonna treat it as such. So,
Josh Tolentino, Baltimore Sun.
hey, Vega, congrats, man. I got two questions for you. First, what are your immediate thoughts on teaming up with Lamar Jackson and Derrick Henry? And second, we saw you on TV with, it looked like a lot of family. Could you kind of take us to, just describe where you're at right now and you know, who you got with you for a special night.
Absolutely, man. Everybody knows what great players those guys are, man. Lamar Jackson, you know, Derrick Henry, all those guys. And my thing is coming in and earning my keep. You know, I got to earn the right to block for those guys. That's how I think about things. So, you know, me coming in, that's my biggest goal. But here right now, I got about 80 people here. You know, I got a big family. So 40 of them make up my own family. You know, everybody else is just, you know, extended family who aren't really, you know, related, but they're my family now. You know, that's exactly why they're here.
Ryan Mink.
Yeah, Venga, can you just talk about your mentality when you take the field? I mean, you come across as a real nice, chill dude, but when you're out on the field, can you talk about your mentality?
Oh, for me, it's a switch that's taken me a while to, you know, to perfect. You know, when I'm off the field, I could turn it off and, you know, be chill with the guys, be calm with the guys, and, you know, just kick it. But when I'm on the field, nobody's going to stand in front of me and, you know, survive. That's my biggest mentality. I'm out there trying to move people off the ball, you know, make them not get to my quarterback. That's always been my mentality, but it's a switch for me that, you know, I've been working on for a while, and it's doing pretty well.
All right. Any more questions for Venga before we wrap? Kyle Goon?
Yeah, just congratulations, first of all, but just the AFC North is known for having a very physical style of play. You're going to go against the Steelers, the Browns, the Bengals a lot. What do you think about being incorporated into a division that's known for physicality like the AFC North?
That's exactly what I want, man. I don't want to go nowhere else where it's soft football. Football is meant to be, you know, physical, all that, all those types of things. And that's exactly where I think I can fit in.
Pete Gilbert?
Venga, I'm curious about what you knew of the history of the Ravens and anyone you talked to about trying to learn more about this franchise and this draft process.
No, I'm definitely learning a lot, but, you know, there's been a lot of great names, you know, great, you know, careers that have gone through there. And my thing is coming in and trying to be one of those, using those as an example for me to follow those footsteps and make a name for my own self. You know, there's a lot of history, a lot of, you know, greatness that's been through that building, that facility, you know, that team. That's exactly what I'm trying to do.